The playoffs are just around the corner, and it is time to oil up. Nation Gear is ready to gear you up for Edmonton's upcoming playoff run. Rep your favorite team as they battle for the cup this spring and shop the exclusive Oil Up playoff merch and more at nationgear.ca.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Episode of the Real Life Podcast, a member of the Nation Network of Podcasts, delivered to you by DoorDash.
I claim Reed Schaefer as my own.
Just that I love Daily Faceoff and everything about it, even their starting goalie tool.
Ooga! Every's a f***ing standard industry practice.
I love you.
I have daddy issues.
I know
it's good.
I know a lot of people will say that their favorite part was me saying I have daddy issues. But I will go ahead and say that the part of Jay screaming it's a standard industry practice.
Who made that?
Me.
You?
No, you didn't.
Meat chaser?
Meat watcher. Oh, yeah. Meat watcher.
Thank you, meat watcher. That's the tie-tie, why won't you kiss me?
Yeah, tie-tie, why won't you kiss me guy.
That's the second banger. Like,
literally is exactly how we started off the last podcast.
Yeah.
The exact same question. And then you figure out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the what? What did he?
Tie-tie, why won't you kiss me guy. Yeah. Anyways, big game coming up this Saturday against the Habs for the Oilers, right? That's what we're. Oh, no,
yeah, exactly.
We're following the script.
Standard industry practice.
I was joking with our live video producer, Alex Allard, and you'll like this conversation. He was like, "You do a lot of podcasts." And I said, "Yeah, my goal is to one day just have a bank of my own audio so that an AI can do my, and I'll go
100%
somewhere
exactly.
else.
Exactly.
And it'll be like, all right, in 2037, it'll be like, the Oilers beat the Capitals.
These
and
clowns don't know what they're doing. Clowns.
The penalty kill is as bad as it was in 2022.
Like when I die, I'm going to get stuffed and they're going to roll me into the room with updates to my clothes as fashion dictates. Mm-hmm. And then I will also have a bank of AI audio where I can just contribute to the conversation.
Better late than ever.
That's right.
Stuff Frank running around on a Roomba beside you.
Yeah, just strap him to the Roomba and he's just cruising around.
Or just
it's like I never left.
Or stand you up on the Roomba and have you floating around the office.
Just sit me down with a cocktail. Be how I'd like to.
That's how you want to get stuffed?
Yeah.
Handful of drink?
That's how you want to get stuffed?
That was not the intro from last week. It had music and shit in it now.
No. That
same
was
thing. Same.
Was it?
Same.
Okay, well then fuck you. How's that sound? How's that sound?
I saw a fun board game and it's a fun Christmas game idea. And now I'm thinking we should like play it live on the pod. It was a
adult
game.
Pictionary.
No. Well, we could do that.
That's a good game.
It's a game called like same, same, but different. So you like draw a topic out. And so let's say it was my turn. I draw the topic out and I go things you can say at church and in the bedroom. And then everyone has to go around and like say something. That
hallelujah.
Sorry. Amen.
You're watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? Have you been?
Yeah, well, this was a game. It was at like Walmart or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You could like buy it in a little box. And I thought that's a fun party game for the holiday season.
You're a real card, Tyler. You're M-Chuck. You. A real card.
Things you can say at church and in the bedroom. Bang milk, go. I said, amen. He said, hallelujah.
Is that woo-hoo! Bang milk's bare dick? That's what I'd say in church.
All right.
Let's talk about Ronaldo,
okay.
Because that's the pertinent hockey topic.
That is a turn I did not expect.
How about $200 million a year for 2.5 years to go play in a league where there's nobody of note?
Like, quite literally.
There is other teams?
El Nasser. There is other teams, okay. But they're in, like, the Saudi Elite League or some crazy shit. It'd be like Connor going and playing it like a
the Saudis are buying
Belarusian sports. League.
One player at a time.
Or white. What's a sport washing?
Sport washing.
Don't worry about our kingdom. Look, there's Ronaldo. He had 15 goals. Look at Messi, though, going to Miami, they say, for $20 million a year, setting the all-time record. And then Ronaldo, who was just accused of being selfish, making $200 million a year.
I don't understand.
It takes $200 million.
So he's getting kicked off Man U, essentially.
Yes.
Why?
Terminated his contract because he's a bitch.
Oh, so he's just a dick.
They took him off the starting rotation, and then he had a fake.
He's been causing trouble.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm Ronaldo.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going out of the like NFL players playbook. If you want to get off your team, just cause a shitstorm in social media and they'll cut you.
Is he going to post his rope like what's his name did in the hot tub?
No.
Well,
no.
Probably, to be fair, maybe. Still unsigned. So it might, we don't know if it's
been. But Jerry Jones is basically like, I don't care. You're a cowboy, right? Like he fell asleep in a plane.
You're thinking of OBJ, not AB.
OBJ. I'm sorry.
Not going to get AB. Too deep on this, but have you heard about that photo of Jerry Jones from 1952?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Isn't that a good look?
Oh. No.
It's not a good look.
Part of history, we'll say.
Well,
it brings up the argument that I was listening to people. It's like, what's the statute of limitations for just somebody being like caught up in the time? That's over 60 years ago.
Yeah.
That picture. Fair.
But also, it also affirms how old he is. Holy cow, he's old.
He's so old and he's still like running the team. It's crazy.
For anybody that doesn't know, he was just on the steps of a school trying to stop the segregation of black students coming.
He was on the steps of the school while there was a group trying
to. It's like a famous photo and he's in it.
Kind of reminded me of Forrest Gump.
Remember and no one figured out. Yeah. But that photo didn't come out because people sought that photo. It was, they were doing a story on minority head coaches in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And Jerry Jones was the only owner to accept the invitation to talk about it. And in that, doing the research for Jerry Jones, did that photo come to light? And it
That's
was a lady
named for
Sally
volunteering,
Jenkins.
Jerry.
Yeah, Sally Jenkins and another writer, they did the story. And, you know, to his credit, man, he answered the questions. He sat down. He was the only one that would do it, you know, probably because he is like the most powerful person in the NFL. But
I found a photo of George Steinbrenner in North Korea. And he is at a missile silo and he is selling
Selling uranium.
Exactly. He's selling enriched uranium in 1926.
That's not true.
No. George Steinbrenner's dead.
Well, but
uranium in 1922.
Everything is flawed.
Yeah, which one of those facts triggered?
You're not going to fool Chalmers.
Okay? He knows his Steinbrenner and uranium history.
But it's the Larry David Steinbrenner from Seinfeld.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that is the voice of Larry David, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Jerry Jones is going to live through this scandal because he's Jerry Jones.
He'll live through everything.
He'll
El Cacaroche.
Robert Kraft lived through some shit. That didn't affect him.
Nope. And now Drake is still name dropping him in songs.
Robert Kraft?
Yep.
For sending the jet?
Mm-hmm. It was very patriotic, is what he said. Yes, indeed. Get it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Ronaldo getting a lot of money.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
$200 million a year.
Too much. Any athlete worth $200 million a year?
Well,
to fix the name of the kingdom, I could see them throwing that money at. Yeah, yeah. Like, how does that work?
But like, Ronaldo, aren't you worried about your legacy?
Like, why
really
do you
not.
Need
it doesn't
more
seem
money?
Like it, no.
And he's already, his lifetime's, he's probably already a billionaire.
Yeah. There's no reason for this, except he's exactly who Man U said he was. Yeah. Super selfish dude.
Oh, man.
Would you like to take a guess? According to Forbes, May 2022 career earnings, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Career earnings? I'll go. Does not include the $200 million?
Is this in euros or USD? I might need to do some conversion here. I can do
that. These are good questions. This is USD. Okay. And this was as of May of this year.
Okay.
I'll say $850 million.
Career earnings?
Yeah.
Is this just soccer or also
that's
endorsements?
Way high.
Okay. This just looks like soccer.
I'm 425.
I'm 450.
It's a good guess.
525. Fuck it.
225. I don't think you can make that much dough.
He was making like 30 million euros.
Oh.
He was making his salary was 60 million euros.
Oh, okay.
His endorsements were a further 55 million euros
in 1 year.
This is in one year.
So this is also endorsements.
Yes. Oh, so the whole
750.
So I'm misreading.
850 is looking good for
close
me.
To a billy for sure.
What are we at? Tell us the answer.
690. 690, wow, according to Forbes. But he is set to become the first active team sport athlete to surpass $1 billion in career earnings. That's according to Forbes.
In T Ford income, what's $1 billion?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see what
you're saying. You are the government.
What's the tax rate if you're doing that deal in Saudi Arabia? Are you like, oh, and by the way,
it'll be tax-free.
Waive my taxes.
Yeah, it'll be tax free. 100%. So it'd be like making 400 million.
I wonder what if his sponsors just are.
You
fine.
Don't know. You don't need sponsors. Yeah,
this is, but this is okay, Dustin Johnson going to live.
Is this sponsor?
This is Dustin Johnson going to live.
100%.
This is the same shit. Just like how much to light your name on fire. There's a number.
How much to lose? He was 90% of your fans.
Good.
Yeah, he was making Dustin? He was making about $100 million a year,
and he was doing like 14 3-round tour events.
Oh my god. Connor, just say no when they ask. Okay.
Yeah.
It makes
when
you think
start
about
their hockey league.
Yeah.
What is Ovechkin? What talks have happened for Ovechkin to be in the K on a similar deal? Of like, we brought our greatest player ever home.
Well,
he wants the goal scoring record.
What does he Same make here?
Exactly. Russia wants the goal scoring record.
What does he make here?
13?
No, he just re-signed because he signed a deal. He's 9.5.
Oh.
He's in town tonight, by the way.
Yeah, he is. Oilers taking on the Caps. Alex Ovechkin re-upped with Washington.
9.5.
Yeah. How many years?
5 years.
5 years, yep.
Wow.
So this year, two of that deal.
Yeah, so three more after this.
Last time Washington came here, they were a little bit of a skeleton squad. Or they?
Last time we went there.
That was
we went there, sorry. Yeah. Last time we played them.
Mm-hmm.
They were a skeleton squad.
Still a skeleton squad.
Are they?
Even more skeleton.
You want to hear their bones. You want to hear their injury list right now?
Oh, sure, and then the lines for tonight.
Sure, we can do all of that. Washington tonight is going to be without one. They're starting goaltender, Darcy Kemper.
Sure.
He was unconfirmed because he's hurt.
Still? The game's in like 6-5 hours.
Yeah, well, Charlie Lindgren is confirmed, actually, I should say.
I can confirm. I can confirm Alex Ovechkin has a career earnings of $142 million, Thomas.
Wow.
Compare that to Ronaldo, though.
Yeah. That's like one season of Ronaldo.
Ovechkin couldn't sell me a cologne if he saved his life depended on it. Ronaldo, on the other hand.
I think at H&M you can get his underwear or something. I had a pair of CR7 underwear.
Nice.
And?
Humble brag.
Well, not strong enough in the crotch area, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just split right through, eh? Damn, Ronaldo, you're lighting the load.
They're also missing Tom Wilson, TJ Oshie, Carl Hagelin.
Jesus.
Martin Farabee, Dmitry Orlov, Kemper and Tumor.
Rod Langway.
Yeah, Rod Langway, Ally
Farabee. Kyle Johansson.
Don Beaupre and Net. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mike Green, not playing.
Adam Oates.
Yep.
Peter Nedved.
Are we just play there?
I think Nedved played. It was a capital.
Dar Zubris.
Olaf Kolzig.
Darius Kasparaitis.
Darius?
Dinas.
Dinas Zubris. He will not be in attendance tonight.
No. Out of the lineup. Game time decision.
Joey Juno. Joey Juno. He's probably still flying planes in Alaska.
Jim Carrey, goaltender, not actor.
Oh, whatever happened to that guy? One year he's detective. A Vezina net detective, and then he's out.
Oh,
bye.
Man. He had a good run.
And he was the pet detective and all those other movies. Yes. Jim Carrey.
Yes, no, exactly.
Rod Langway must be like the third last player in the NHL to not wear a helmet, hey? If we think that McTavish is second.
Why doesn't one of these young bucks just step up and not wear a helmet?
Not allowed.
Because now they're not even allowed to not have one on in warm-up.
Cole Caulfield needs to step up and say, I'm not wearing a helmet, period.
Although I saw Leon Draisaitl doesn't wear them. He's got that big hair, don't care.
There's a grandfathered like period. If you're a player from this time going
really?
Forward.
Really?
I know, it's
just,
so weird.
Just came into effect.
Who told us, who was on our show and told us that they don't wear cups?
Strutty.
Nope.
No. Was it Smead?
Nope.
Scott?
It was the fighter dude.
John Scott.
McIntyre.
Nope.
Gazdick.
No,
Luke Gazdick.
Yeah. Oh, it was Gazdick.
So you are making people wear a helmet in warm up, but they got no Beanarino covers.
Remember, you said at least one player per team doesn't wear one.
Think about that, Chalmers. No cup.
No, I don't want to think about that.
I'm wearing one right now.
If your dick gets hit by anything more than a little tiny wrister,
did you see what happened to? Remember Pulisic after we talked about him? That game, he took a shot. He scored a goal with his penis.
Classic penis goal.
Ended up in the hospital.
That's using your dick.
Yeah. It's like the United States is waiting for their first goal and it gets scored that way. History. I was just going to say.
That's a historic
made history. Yep.
First ever dick goal for the U.S.
Yep. Big dick. Wow. Big dick Pulisic.
That's what that is. Forevermore.
Forevermore.
History has been made.
Lions tonight for the Edmonton Oilers. Chalmers, because you were wondering about that. We don't know.
I see.
Zach Hyman may play. He may not play.
Yep.
Because of that cut to his head?
Is game happening?
I don't know.
6:30.
Yeah, okay, good.
McDavid and Draisaitl skated with Yamamoto on the right side, and Yamamoto is playing tonight.
So 200th NHL game for young Yamo.
They had to wait a while to get there.
Yamo goal coming tonight.
I could see him getting hot right away here. Yep. Back in the lineup, start scoring.
Before the pod, we talked about Hyman. Is he in the lineup tonight?
No one knows.
What was the thing you were talking about today? Speaking of Hyman, he got cross-checked in the head by what's his face?
Joel Edmondson.
Now we want this guy?
Well, he got cross-checked in the shoulder
and his head
went into the boards really bad.
Oh, fucking Edmondson shill.
It's so close to Edmonton, though. I just feel like there's a
merchandising. Was that you who tweeted?
And he played for the Moose Jaw
Edmondson
Warriors.
Edmondson sounds like what a really drunk guy or a really drunk guy trying to say Edmonton.
Speaking of drunk guys, how many guys were standing up at the glass against Montreal?
Too many.
Oh my God.
It was outrageous.
Oh,
what do you like? Cause truth be told, I wasn't able to see the game cause we had a game in our Wetaskiwin hockey tournament same time. There were people literally standing up front,
turning around and waving at the camera.
Every chance.
Yesterday night,
Usual suspects too.
It was the same guy. He was 12 out of 10 drunk by the end of the game.
Canadian jersey, texting his buddy. I can see.
I saw this last night at the Oil Kings game so much because my sons did a flag bearer experience there. And so we watched the game. I'm telling you, people at Oil Kings games just like, I don't know if it's their first game or whatever, but
probably
there's dudes coming down to full hockey teams with like popcorn, just standing in the middle of the aisle for like 5 minutes, just giving out popcorn and pop. I could not believe the amount of people that was. One guy stood up and just was rocking a baby. And I was like, where are we?
It's a family affair, man.
I get that. But so is it more lenient at Oil Kings games? Because
They're like, just happy to have people in the seats.
This had to have been one of the bigger games because Connor Bedard was in town last night.
Oh,
6 points.
Yeah. Well, the Oil Kings are.
Was he noticeable?
They're a little all time low right now.
Was he noticeable?
It's part of the
Connor Bedard. It was Connor Bedard.
Was he noticeable?
Just like men against boys at
this
level?
He's just that quick twitch muscle, like fast, everything like Connor McDavid. Like he's so fast and everything he does creates a chance. It's like when he has the puck, you just have to. Hold on. Something's going to happen. Something good. He rarely ever like loses a puck or doesn't do something really, really good. They got two guys on that team also, Howe and Sudali. Sudalov. So what's that? So good. Like that's a good team. And they,
do you think he has what it takes to be top Connor?
Close.
He's smaller.
He's more of a,
he's smaller. He's got a great shot, like that's a really good shot. And he's really smart, like really, really smart. He was trying to drive wide. He didn't have an angle.
Who would win a street fight? Connor McDavid or Connor Bedard?
McDavid. Nice. Bedard's just too
young. I think Bedard could be Matthews. I think Bedard will be Matthews level.
Really?
Kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, great shot, like great release, fast. Like he scored a goal far side. Like it was just.
He's the first guy I ever saw do the clean gritty dance too at the World Juniors.
After a goal.
Game bouncing across the room. Remember when he did that? I think it was Connor.
Tyler, you want to hit the gritty?
I'm getting better at it. I've been working at it for months.
Who did it? The World Juniors. And they're like, we won. Woo. And I swear it was Bedard dancing across the room.
I don't remember.
And that was the first time I'd ever seen it mentioned.
I saw a video of Cole Caulfield doing it on Saturday.
I saw Mitch Marner doing the gritty.
Yeah. It's good.
Yep.
I love when a new dance.
Do your kids hit the gritty a lot?
This is how I felt with the Macarena drop.
Every time. Like, I don't think he walks anymore. He just does it.
Really?
Yeah. And he's like pro at it too.
I don't think he walks anymore.
If he sees us, anybody on TV, because I don't know if you've noticed, but every single time a wide receiver scores a touchdown these days, they do the gritty.
They're talking about how putting it in Fortnite, who's going to get paid? Because people who invented dances sued Fortnite for putting their dance in the game.
And making
it
that popular?
Who invented it? And it's a wide receiver, right?
Was it?
Who started the gritty?
Did it start in the NFL?
A wide receiver?
The guy in the NFL first.
Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase both hit one yesterday.
Justin Jefferson is generally credited with inventing the gritty.
Really?
Wikipedia says it was Alan Davis.
Oh, well, then this,
that? This
in 1963.
This article by the Sporting News is incorrect.
But Kate, I got a question because earlier you guys said that the Drake lyric of it was very patriotic.
Yeah.
The Regina Pats. My son looked at me and said, "Dad, the Pats is not a very good sport name. What does it mean?" And I was like,
"Oh no,
I don't know." So the Regina Pats, are they the Patriots? Like what is a Pat?
Stuart Patterson.
Okay.
Founding member of Regina.
That is not true. I can tell by the way you're looking at
Regina
me.
Regina Patterson, the founder of Regina?
Incorporated the town that of Regina, not true. Which is on now his the back. City of Regina.
Now you're trying to not look at me so that I can't see how fake you're being.
I'm looking at you this whole time and you're not looking at me.
Because I can tell you're being
Saint. Isn't
not
it,
true.
It's a clover.
I mean, right? I don't know. That's why I'm asking you guys.
No, isn't it? It's a military thing.
I don't know. That's why. Stop looking at me and asking me the same question.
We're
I
just asked. Going crazy, right? So if you drive through Saskatchewan and tell me I know I'm not wrong because I've got a painting of this. You'd have now granted yes. Terra Vita has bought all this, but all of the grain elevators either used to be Poole or Patterson.
Oh,
are you getting the same thing I am?
Yeah. And
about the Regina Patricia Hockey Club.
Yeah. It's the name like for Princess Patricia's Canadian Light Infantry. It was a hockey team named after that.
Okay.
That's
okay.
why they're the Pats.
The PPCIL.
Stop saying it was such an attitude.
When Regina was founded, John Marks.
I didn't know that. Everybody should have known that.
But also led into it by saying patriotic and then your son not knowing what it was. And I was like,
so I was going to bring it up when he said patriots, but then we moved back on to Cristiano Ronaldo. And so I brought it back.
I know, but I thought you were leading into it as like, I can't believe my son didn't know this was named after
Stuart Patterson.
No, I honestly did not know, and I did not search it.
Stuart Patterson also invented the gritty.
So now I can go home and tell him, son?
Yeah,
that name is a good name because it's named after
Princess
Patricia's Light Infantry.
No, there's a C you're missing.
Canadian Light Infantry.
Anytime you see someone that says PPCLI, that's what that acronym stands for.
Princess Patricia of Connaught.
They have that on their jerseys too.
Cannot.
Shout out to everybody out there coining a new dance.
Yep.
You're sitting in your basement. Rather than working out, you're like, it's time to work up a new cellies.
Well, think about the backpack kid that started that dance, the flossing.
He's dead, man.
What?
No, he's not.
Oh my God. The misinformation in this podcast right now.
He might as well be though.
InfoWars.
I haven't seen a new dance out of him in years. Piece of shit.
But seriously, like
one Katy Perry video and I'm out.
But Soulja Boy came on during the second period in my son's hockey game. And there was another team outside in the corner.
Come down to,
and they all started doing the Superman.
They were cranked up.
Great. Yeah. And so like, I was like,
this is the magic of TikTok.
This is so,
everything is relevant.
How much does Soulja Boy get paid for that dance? Does he still get royalties?
How do you trademark a dance?
Every time a kid does it,
watch the thing.
Was there somebody in Wetaskiwin being like, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 kids just did it.
You can't. But yet people are like inventing shit and Fortnite's making money off of it and stuff like that. And they just keep all the money because they
have like Waz make up a new dance.
I actually just want to see Waz dance.
I would like to see Waz dance. Just
you think all the dances would have been invented already though. And then someone's like, well, what about this?
Yeah, but there's always a new one.
Gritty. Yeah.
The gritty's not even really a dance. Yes, it's more of just a strut.
It's unbelievable.
It's a walk.
Hit the gritty, Tyler.
I can. I'm sitting down.
It's more of a shuffle.
And I'm trapped by all these cables.
I watched a bunch of little kids.
I watched you literally just get up and go deal with the roadcaster, so I know you can get up.
I don't know. Doesn't sound like me.
Can you do the gritty?
You should make a dance, Charles. Yeah, I could probably get it. Not right
now.
No,
there's no way.
Is the real gritty where they put it up to the eyes? I think
you have to bring it up to your eyes and drop it down.
Up to the eyes?
But you also got to bounce side to side like you're crip walking if you're really, really hitting the gritty. The clean gritty.
I don't.
That's the dance.
But now there's so many different ways to do it as well.
It's like it's evolution. There's like a family of dances off of the original,
off the OG gritty.
Oh man, this is how the Macarena started. Charles.
Well, it all stems back.
Tweet
from
official Oilers Nation if you would like to see Charleston? Me hit the gritty on our TikTok.
I would. I'm telling you, yes, yes.
Do you think the person that made up the twist and shout is still getting cash every time somebody does it at a wedding?
Shake it on, baby. Now,
shake it on, baby. Now.
My sister,
I want you to know.
Listen to this story, Chalmers. My sister worked at an architecture firm. She goes into one of the old architect's offices one time, sits down and looks around. And there's records all over the wall. Platinum record, gold record. Congratulations on being gold in Latvia. Congratulations on this, that, and the other. She's sitting there. She's like, are you a singer? To the guy, he's like, I'm part of a band called the Emeralds. Have you heard of us? The Chicken Dance. Still minting coin off the Chicken Dance.
Fuck yeah.
Because every couple of years it's in a movie, every couple of years it's in a TV show. And this guy's an architect in Edmonton, and he's also
that
minting coin.
Maybe the first dance that I can remember.
So they got paid off the Chicken Dance because they laid a track to it.
Mm.
There's nobody sitting in a room surrounded by clean gritties.
No.
That's wild. That's an Edmonton.
I don't get a polka sound from a band called the Emeralds.
It was different times.
Very different.
Different times. There's only five band names you can choose from.
I would have loved when
they gave you five options. Well,
what is a good polka band name then?
I would have loved
when the orchestra
and the dots.
When they rolled into like the practice studio or wherever they were just playing on, this guy's like, I got a banger for you.
Yeah.
Guys, you gotta hear this.
And the guy across the room was like,
okay, but wait. Let me do four guys. They were making fun of him. They're like, this guy's a fucking idiot doing the chicken.
I think we're onto something.
Four guys named Ryan. They're called the Accord Ryans.
The Accord Ryans?
I don't get it. A lot of accordion in the fucking
Well, it's not an accordion, but do you know which one?
You could have done it with four Ians.
Oh.
The accordions.
Tougher to find Ians. I feel like Ryans are easier to find.
Yeah, that is true.
Do we have four Ians who listen to this podcast?
We have an Ian that plays fantasy football with us.
And we have an Ian.
Ian Zerling?
Played baseball with
Fantasy
him.
Football League is not a Tyler Yumchuk fan right now. I don't mind telling you.
I can't sign in. I'm locked out of my fucking account. I mean,
that is just mind-blowing coming from a guy who lives his life on the internet. I do not get it.
It will not let me in. It won't let me do anything. I will show you.
Change your password.
The clean gritties are in last place.
Hey, well, you know that I have managing rights to it. Like, you could tell me what you want to do, or else I could just give you my sign in too, and you could go in and do your team that way. Like, it's not.
Sounds like
the end of the world. You don't just like.
It's just a
lot. People hate you.
4 months of yelling.
Yeah, it's.
I'm doing fantasy soccer this year.
They want him to put on. What do they want him to do?
They want to rick him.
Yeah, they do want to rick you.
Ah, rick me.
What happened to Rick?
Got kicked out of the league.
He kicked Rick out of the league.
We didn't. Rick's in the league.
He's on the Oilers' money.
Oh yeah.
I don't think you have the right.
Well, we got him back. We once we found out he was just going to dispose of.
All my fantasy sports is now El Reseed or whatever that account the team is called. The Yaremchuk. Ronaldo plays for. That is my only team. I'm
just going to bet on them every game
to win. They're basically the Harlem Globetrotters of the. What even league are they in?
The Harlem Globetrotters?
No. Ronaldo's new team.
The Saudi Arabia.
They don't even have a league. Yeah, they're just like a team and they're just going to bring them to events. Outrageous.
Maybe that's part of this deal is Ronaldo's like, oh, I don't actually have to play soccer. They're like, oh God, no.
Do you think if he pulls his hamstring, they're going to make him play?
Oh yeah.
What did you, so is Messi actually going to Miami?
Yeah.
For how much?
20 million a year.
Isn't he not going for like two more years or something?
Yeah, there's still
10
like
times less than what.
But he's playing a real league.
Yeah. He gets to live in Miami.
Well, he's like, that's, MLS will blow up.
That's big.
You don't want to live in Riyadh?
In America.
What?
You don't want to live in Riyadh?
I've never been.
There's amazing things to do there. There's an enormous sword statue. You can drive around a circle.
That's not
an
easy talk. Way
to kill a monk.
Whee!
You can sweat.
Were you guys
actually? It looks like a beautiful. We're in Dubai. It's a beautiful. Like the architecture is all nice.
But you want to take a guess on Lionel Messi's net worth as of 2022, Chalmers?
Okay, well, if Cristiano Ronaldo was 680,
but he's like the king of Latin America.
Then Messi's going to be like, five.
But their CPMs are so low.
520 so low.
One fifth.
But like, there's a bank there that's probably paying him a lot of money.
525.
Does he have any underwear line?
Cologne sales?
710. I believe in Messi.
620. For Lionel Messi.
So Ronaldo's got him?
Ronaldo
by 70 million. Messi has to play 3.5 seasons in Miami to close that gap if Cristiano Ronaldo just sat on his couch.
That's crazy. It's that much money.
$3.5 million.
Yeah, your legacy is just Dustin Johnson.
Miami team is owned by Beckham and will have Messi. That is just soccer star power.
See, and that's almost in a way, I think, good for Messi's legacy.
The MLS Messi going to MLS, I don't think is legacy killing.
No, not at all.
And he'll go Ronaldo dominate. Though
is killing his legacy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just doubling down on whatever.
Liam.
Oh yeah. Hot take, Liam.
Want to talk about building your legacy? How about the Croatian goalie going saving three penalty kicks today to win the game for them over Japan?
He saved three penalty kicks.
Three.
He's going to get a roundabout and a big sword statue back home.
Fuck.
He's a hero. Worth $200 million.
He is a hero in 20 minutes worth of work.
Wow.
Like I used to probably out? Pretty well. No, Japan's out. These are the quarters.
Knockout games.
Knockout games.
I would still say Japan did good. They made history in their own way.
They beat Germany.
They cleaned up all the stadium.
Made history.
That is, they
blew minds.
The team, they cleaned their dressing room and the stadium.
Japan had a moment. But
like, they've been to World Cups before. Why is this like news? Like, why are we just finding out about this?
We just forgot collectively as a society, I think.
There was a video on Twitter of someone took the video.
Because there's no booze.
Someone took the video of the Japan players cleaning up the garbage and played it in reverse. So it looks like they're just pulling out garbage. And my buddy fell for it.
Oh, God.
And it was like, oh, did you see Japan was cleaning up the stadium? He's like, yeah, they had to because they were the ones who like made it all like gross the game before. Like, there's no way you're buying that.
Well, yeah. British hooligans are just beating the hell out of each other. The Japanese people are cleaning up
around them.
Cleaning the blood off the streets.
Yeah.
All right, we got to step aside for a break. But before we do, we have to give some love to Tourism Jasper, who we're going to be working with for the next little bit here. Jay was out in Jasper not that long ago, looked beautiful. I've had the itch to go out to the mountains too.
I want to go skiing.
The snow was great, and they've probably been only getting more snow since. Check it out.
Speaking of sponsors, 18th location of Oodle Noodle.
1-8.
Hello.
We did it.
God damn.
Calgary, YYC.
How was the vibes of the surrounding area? Are they supportive?
Yeah, it was really good. We had a street team go up and down 17th Ave, handing out coupons for spring rolls.
Nice.
We invited a bunch of media and influencers, and they all came down. And then I just put out a hilarious. I
saw this, the open checkbook.
I was like, I was super excited. It's Calgary. I spent $350 on Oodle Noodle from people in the nation that came. Yeah. But I was happy to do so. I was happy that many people showed up.
It's good.
When you went looking for influencers, these are obviously Calgary-based influencers. All right. This is ridiculous.
What were you gonna say,
Charles? All right. So you got influencers from Calgary. So what was the line of followers that they had to have equal to the cost you were willing to pay them? I'm always fascinated by what influencers get paid to do.
We were strategic.
Okay. And I would like to know the strategy.
Some of it was cost. Some of it was free food.
Okay.
So Daily Hive, which is a big kind of national publication that kind of is got, it's just a series of local publications that roll up and all in the same brand.
Okay.
They came down and did a full kind of story with this, brought their whole team down, did some videos, did this and that, and we fed them all lunch.
Nice.
Good. But how many followers do you have to be considered an influencer?
It depends. Five. Like, yeah.
Anyone can be an influencer as long as you got an engaged,
that's
passionate audience. If you have five followers and I know I can convert on two of them, you are an influencer.
You have 100 followers and 99 of them will show up to your event,
that is influence.
Think about the OG pub crawls. We would influence 60 people to do something, and we were without peer for with influence.
A rotary telephone.
Yeah. Yep.
Is that how you guys?
We just send an email out.
Oh, an email.
Yeah. Sassy email. Our pub crawl name was PC2000 at yahoo.com. No, Excite.
Excite.
It wasn't even. So think about that. 2000, we thought it sounded futuristic because the year was 1999.
Yes, we're running emails in 99, hey?
Fucking rights we were.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mailing letters.
That's surprising to you?
Yeah, you got to remember I was born in 97, and I'm pretty sure the internet started in 2010. So
sure.
Anything that
my first
that
email address was Net Radio Mail. It was like an early streaming service. And I was like, hey, these idiots are giving away free email addresses. And all my little buddies signed up on Net Radio Mail and we would email each other. As was the, you know, thing you did at the time.
Anyways, shout out to Oodle Noodle. Shout out to DoorDash.
18 locations is no joke.
Yeah, that is legit. That was legit.
It was crazy to see. We brought the Barn Burner guys down for lunch.
Oh, that's good.
That's part of the influencer program.
Good. Who are they?
Oh God.
Oh, our killer show in Calgary, son.
Yeah.
Well, I know those guys.
Our rivals, but also friends.
Are there more Calgary locations in the hopper?
We are in the midst of securing the second location.
Woo. Do you have to go there now more often?
I've been there like three times in the last month.
Oof.
But I got to go there for a lot of reasons. It's a little bit for Oodle Noodle, and then it's a lot for Flames Nation.
You should put an Oodle Noodle on the main floor of the studio and kick that hairstylist out.
We're working on it.
And then do a show. Really?
Did they know that?
They own the building.
They're your landlords.
They're like, wait, what?
We're working on it.
Barn Burner's only done in Oodle Noodle locations from here on out.
Yeah.
That would work. Also, shout out to the Escape Card at Marmot Basin. Half price lift tickets, only $89 plus tax. It's the best deal in the Canadian Rockies, and it's back for the 22-23 ski season. Save 50% off regular price adult, senior, student, and youth lift tickets every day, all season. How about this? No blackout dates. Jasper.com/escape.
I wish. Well, you got to put that on video.
Sure.
That's got to be cut from a video. All right. That was too
good. I also see that the knob chair is open.
Oh, that's good. It wasn't open when I was there. They're just getting their like main dump of snow. But everything else was fantastic. And I love the Mid-Mountain Lodge there.
It's a nice.
And lot four.
Nice. For those
of you know, the one that has a big fire pit.
Yeah.
My favorite place.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to step aside for an ad. Be right back.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right.
I went to Jasper once with friends and eight of us went skiing and two, what did you say?
No, I was with you. There was a bunch of us.
What did you say?
Did he say good for you? Yeah. Are you 12? Good Lord. We went there and me and my friend Kevin, we skied. We went up the chairlift. We skied to the Mid-Mountain Bar. We stayed there all day.
And beef chili. I think
you should go to Jasper, maybe. Says the ad for Jasper. I went to Jasper. Yeah, good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
You want to start the sass train with me, boy?
Savage. Oh, hey, when's that big air thing? Is it done?
Your way, I'll
show. Next Saturday.
Next Saturday. I saw it in the news. They've taken that jump and made the biggest scaffolding jump ever.
Oh, the FIS Snowboard Big Air World Cup presented by Toyota. That's coming up next Saturday at Commonwealth. Yes.
Yes. Tyler broke my heart again this weekend.
Oh, I'm so upset.
We had a date.
Oh, I can't believe I did.
For what? The Big Air contest what? Next
and
weekend.
What? He gave up on you?
And Tyler canceled on me.
What?
Flake. First the Beatcast. Now you our date.
No, this is like actually like, this is hurting me.
Buddy, you've been saying you're going to this thing for 2 months.
Yeah, I know.
Look at the poor guy's face over there.
How is this?
He's upset.
How do you not plan appropriately?
So the other night, it was Friday. This Friday night, was out for dinner with some friends. Uh-huh. And it was my brother-in-law and Eli, who comes on all the Nation Vacations. And they're like, oh, we're going to that FIS snowboard thing. And I was like, hell yeah, me and Bag Milk are going. I was like, we can all go together. Like, let's get tickets in the same spot. We're talking about it. We're getting all excited. Then my girlfriend turns to me and goes, next Saturday.
No, oh, God.
That's our wedding.
That's my parents' big Christmas party.
And on the 10th.
Like, oh no.
Suspect.
And I don't like, yeah. I can't miss that. They throw like, it's a big deal. And this is the first one because they haven't done it in a few years because of COVID. Later. I think
what
you
time
can
does it start. Bag Milk?
I think it starts at like 7.
The finals start at 7. It starts earlier in the day. So we could go earlier in the day.
And you can leave at 8.
But then we're not going to, I need to be at this party like
9
early.
No, fashionably late.
Fashionably late. You roll
like,
in.
What are you, nice the guest Christmas of honor sweater? Or something?
I mean,
it's like the party doesn't start until your rem chuck shows up.
Social contract
I know.
With every listener
I know.
Of this show, of this program.
Yeah. I was gonna take
you
for dinner.
Bag Milk.
I was honestly hoping we were just gonna pretend we went so I wouldn't catch all this flack.
I was gonna take you for dinner. We're gonna
There's
Soho.
No pretending. Everything it's real life, bro.
But like you can understand why I can't weasel out of this.
You can do both.
I can't.
It's, oh my God. Oh my God.
This isn't like a party that starts at 9. This is a party where like people start showing up at 3 or 4. It's like, it's her family's Christmas. I'm fucked.
Sorry.
What do you mean her family?
So,
they're celebrating Christmas this day.
Yes.
There's no other celebration
on December 10th. I don't know.
Well, everybody in their family does shit weird. It explains how Tyler got in. You can't just arbitrarily make December 10th your Christmas.
So if it starts at 3, you can leave at 5 and catch the finals with Bagmo.
I'm telling you, it's not going to
happen. So I'm going to be sitting there solo, one empty chair beside me.
Oh, man.
Looking longingly.
What a jerk.
I'm like, I hope you know being I'm actually upset.
It's the biggest scaffold jump ever built.
Are you going to be like, right after a big jump goes off, you're like, oh, my God, you see
him? I'm like,
why don't
there.
You give them the best gift you could give this Christmas?
There's like 40 people going to this thing.
Presented by
so they don't even know you're not there.
Yeah, so that's like actually might be a decent point. But
yeah. Commonwealth could easily absorb 40 additional seats. Yeah, if you want to bring the whole squad to the big
this
FIS.
This is why I'm confused. They're having Christmas on the 10th, yes. But it's a party with 40 people. That doesn't
like their whole extended family.
But it's their family. So like, are you telling me there's no 24th, 25th gathering for this family?
Nope. They do what? It early so that everyone can gather and then go do their own thing on Christmas.
What if your own thing is the FIS Cup presented by Toyota?
Well, shit.
Fuck you, says
did they ever think
family.
Of maybe doing it on like the 22nd?
Of July?
Or 23rd?
But their thing is people from out of town and all that, they're like, oh, the earlier we do it, the better the attendance is.
Then you should do it in July.
Yeah, honestly, why not? Listen, you guys are acting like I planned this party.
You are the head of your girlfriend's family.
Milk. Yeah.
Bring your star power to bear and say, I can't deal with this piddly shit. I'm a huge deal in this city.
But does the party go late?
Yes.
Well, then there you go.
It's pretty. I mean, it's tough.
You're not going to leave
it's
and
tough.
Come back.
I mean,
come
like,
on.
Heartbreak.
I have often found myself in these positions having this kind of,
there are certain things you just got to bite the bullet on.
It's not like for the last 2 months you've been like, oh, December 10th, I've got this crazy long marathon Christmas with my extended in-laws.
I had forgotten
and
about it.
Promising everyone what you're doing on that day.
You just need to say to your girlfriend though too that like literally, If I miss this bigger competition with Bag Milk, I am not seeing your family one more time in the month of December.
If I do this for you, you have to help me catfish someone.
Because I'm not having a Christmas with them, just to have another Christmas with them and miss taking my boy with me to the thing.
I think
say
you're,
it again. Presented by Toyota?
Yeah.
Yep.
Is your girlfriend's party presented by Toyota? Probably not.
No.
Maybe it is.
Is there really? A giant jump?
Maybe. Probably
what
not
are the highlights of this party that you know of?
I don't know.
Is there a mimosa bar?
There will be lots
chocolate
of booze.
Fountain.
I don't know.
Foosball table.
Definitely not.
Nintendo 64.
Naked sushi. I mean,
naked sushi. That's a Chalmers
it happens.
Christmas.
That is a Chalmers Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You guys sitting around a sushi model covered in sushi.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways,
load her up again, kids.
This is not an area where I have any sort of power, unfortunately.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. I got.
Or you can email.
Or you can DM.
One person doesn't need to buy a ticket.
You didn't
go with Bag Milk.
No.
All
right.
I think they just broke up.
That was a weird.
Our relationship has been under a lot of strain recently.
It is on the rocks.
I know exactly Bag Milk's taking a lot of shrapnel.
You're running the risk he's going to find somebody new when he goes to this by himself.
Like,
Someone's going to sit in that chair.
I might be Team Bag Milk now on the cancellation of the BeatCast. After all this,
just
this is
one thing after another.
When does it end?
I don't know.
They come in threes.
I don't know.
So what's next?
The second one.
It's the old adage.
That's what we're going to find out.
It's the old adage of I can't quit you.
Yep.
I'm going to go outside. My Alfa Romeo is going to be gone. Tyler's going to be driving away, waving at me.
He'll be giving it to his girlfriend.
She needs it.
For her family's Christmas.
They need to pick up stuff for the Christmas party, which is in 5 days.
Her aunt from Flair is going to be the proud owner of it.
You walking under the door, the two bag meal gift, you just take the tag off and give it to them.
Oh, no.
5 days. I can't. That just clued into me that your Christmas is in 5 days, meaning real Christmas is in 20 days.
I know.
What the what is going on?
It is wild.
What is the calendar taking you by surprise?
Christmas party, just so you know.
Buddy, with every year I get older, the calendar takes me more and more by surprise.
Does it really?
It absolutely does.
It moves so fast.
It feels like time is just
flying. It moves so fast.
It's been slowing down for me. Although I don't have kids or anything. I've just been enjoying red wine.
Your plans get taken away, so now you have more free time.
Yeah, that is true. I have an open spot on Saturday, as it turns out.
Why do you think that is? I know it's definitely more things to do.
Why does time speed up?
Kids?
It's because like the percentage of your life that a day represents as you get older gets smaller and smaller. Do you remember when you were like in grade two, how long summer felt like?
Oh, it felt like forever.
Because it was like 1/60th of your life was that summer.
Yeah.
So your hard drive's filling up. That's why time seems to speed up.
I also think like in December specifically, like you've got a finite runway.
And you're usually just drunk.
Because you know you're going to have the 2 weeks Christmas, post-Christmas where time stands still. Nothing matters.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of shit to get done before then.
Yes. That's when I drink Bailey's most of the day.
Exactly. That is exactly what you do.
Mm. When does that start?
Yesterday.
Probably the 15th.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday.
That's a good time.
Declare heavy duty Christmas mode.
I would say there's more of a, it's like a spectrum. Like just being drunk from Bailey's becomes more acceptable as the month goes on. But exactly. It's always a little acceptable.
I get 240s and that's December. Coffee Bailey's. And then when that's over, Christmas is over.
Like December 11th.
You're like, yeah. Oh. Well, I drank 240s this morning and well, I don't remember anything.
Christmas on December 10th. Yeah,
Christmas to you is the most arbitrary shit on earth.
When's your family's New Year's?
March.
Last weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, we adhere to the Aztec calendar at the Urim Check House. The year is 2747.
Well, actually, the world's over.
Yeah, it ended. We're lawless now. There's no days. Okay. We had two new reviews last week.
Oh,
sure.
One from the rookie who said Chalmers is going to feel dumb in 30 years when Disney makes a movie about the Canadian men's soccer team. And the peak of the movie is all about the first goal in Canada's history. They don't end movies with, but the other teams were way better. And then in all caps, the rookie adds, it's a feel good story.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
It's so true. I love so that. Good.
All right. That's next review. Fun.
I like the rookie.
Podcast gets 5 stars. It's titled, though, Chalmers Gets 1 Star. I really enjoy listening to you guys, but my God, Chalmers is testing my will to listen. It's like getting stuck in an argument with a toddler who doesn't understand logic. I really want to keep giving you guys 5 stars, but he's testing my will. On a side note, I'm looking for a good... Wait, and then it ends? What the fuck?
First of all, you can't give that's 5 stars more than once.
What is... What?
So no one's scared of your subsequent ratings. I want to tell this
guy a secret. That's how the sauce is made. I come in here
we do
and
no
I make
prep for
an absolute
show.
Mockery of things that you guys think are serious.
Here's the end of that review. On a side note, I'm looking for a really good post-game show on a social media app like Instagram. Do you have any recommendations?
It's called Oilers Nation After Dark.
Yeah. Apparently it's not starting anytime soon.
Maybe in the new year. Wait, that's already happened.
Depends who you talk to.
So I don't understand. Is the B-Cast dead?
I'm still doing it. It's the only post-game show we got.
I go into a meeting. It's like, we're doing a post-game show. I come out of the meeting and everyone flacks me on social media being like, shut up, you're M-Jug.
This is what happens when you're upper management.
Mm.
Flacks?
Whatever. I don't know what I was trying to say. Getting flack. I'm catching flack.
Flack!
Probably going to catch some flack for canceling our day too.
Oh boy. Man, deserved.
Like, but again, you guys are acting like I wanted to do this.
This is what happens when you have sister wives.
We're acting like it's happening.
Dude, how long is December 10th for Christmas been booked in the calendar?
You have commitments here too, Tyler.
I know, but this has been planned for a long time.
But I'm just saying.
You're the number one spokesman of the FIS Cup.
This Christmas.
A while. I should have known longer.
So why are you last minute canceling on this after going on this giant runway?
You know he's had his hopes up since last Christmas about this.
True.
See, it's like the time you said you're going to take him fishing and you left him at the curb.
I know you're saying you didn't want this to happen, but you could have avoided this from happening.
How?
You're Dennis Graham and he's Aubrey Graham.
Not saying yes to him when you should have known you already had a prior commitment.
The minute you said, that's when Christmas is, I better let Bag Milk know.
I just found out on Friday or was reminded when this Christmas was.
You said you know I forgot.
Bag Milk, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. If Drake and his dad's relationship has taught me anything.
So Tyler should get a tattoo of me.
He will. He'll treat you like shit until you blow up even bigger.
Right.
Then he'll tattoo your face on his arm so he can tell everybody he knew you. And ironically, the photo is going to be him with you at the FIS Cup presented by Toyota with the world's largest scaffolding jump in the background. What a tattoo.
It's going to be a great event.
It's going to be a great tattoo.
On the map, the body map.
Good tattoo.
Yep.
It's actually a big deal.
It's a back tat.
It's part of the Northern Air series.
Oh, and Mark McMorris is going to be there.
The Mark McMorris?
No, it's like legit.
It's legit,
It's huge. I'm so bummed I'm not going. You have no idea.
He wins us all the gold medals.
Say it doesn't make me think it.
Oh,
you're bummed.
And he's a Red Bull athlete.
Home of the Pats. I won't even tell you what that means, your M-Chuck.
Home of the Pats.
Quick, what does PPCLI stand for?
Princess Patricia Canadian Light Infantry.
Infantry?
Isn't it consort?
Infantry.
Infantry. Infantry. What did I say?
Infantry.
Infantry.
Infantry. Bag Milk, do you forgive him?
Nope.
Okay.
No, it's too fresh.
It's a Yeah, cut real deep.
Here's my last thing.
To be fair, I did tell him last week.
Why don't you go to his party and ruin it? Because he ruined your day.
Yeah, maybe.
How many more?
Yeah, I didn't get invited to that either.
Well, I'll find the address.
Is that a couple's party?
Well, it's a family thing.
Oh, yeah.
What, he's going to your family? Wow.
Take him.
Well, he's not my girlfriend's family.
Could be.
This is hard to see and hear.
Is that a threat?
I know. This, yeah.
Usually you have a text shield between
you're
the
just
two. Mean.
You're not looking good right
he's
now.
Starting to kick him while he's down.
In this whole.
You look like Ronaldo.
What the fuck?
You're the Ronaldo of the situation. You're just selling.
I'm on the ground, just taking my lumps.
Yeah,
taking
he's Man U, and you have gone to play for El Nasser.
Poor guy sitting there. Since I don't have anything to do that night,
$200 million.
Can I come to the party? No, you're not family.
But you
changed our plans on us. Doesn't matter. I don't care.
You're not included in my Saturday.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
You know what though? He's gonna come back to you.
Okay.
Just like Mrs. Ronaldo will return to Ronaldo.
Okay.
When did she leave?
Yeah.
There's an agreement.
When he got kicked off Man U, she was like, oh, I'm a wag. This doesn't work for me if you're not playing for a Man U.
Yeah, so.
And then he's like, I got something in the hopper, baby. And she's like, yeah. No, he does. And then next thing you know, he's playing one-on-one with the Sheikh for $200 million a year.
Hey, Liam, you got plans on Saturday?
Liam, we want some
hot takes. Soccer game.
He can hear you. He's ignoring you.
I know he is.
Liam. England hot takes. They're shitting on England in here.
Oh, no. They love Wales.
Oh, here he comes.
They think Brexit was a bad idea.
Oh. No, we want your take on Ronaldo.
Can't drop.
Yeah, so he can go to the big air with you because the English and the French will play at 12.
Go down.
Can you explain to me what happened? So, like,
yes.
I don't understand the split up between he and Man U.
So, Ronaldo thinks he's bigger than the game. And he's so big and so great that no team in Europe wanted him. So now he has to go and play in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
They have it. It's a lot of money.
Okay, wait. Nobody wants him.
He was free and nobody wanted to buy him.
Sounds like he was $200 million.
Well, yeah, but you didn't have to pay anything for him.
Like in the transfer fee.
Why did they offer him $2
million? Because no, he's not worth that.
What would he even command in the MLS?
I have no idea. Probably same the same.
Messi number.
But he scored that goal.
What goal?
Do you think this
penalty? Pinaldo?
Do you think this affects his legacy? We were talking about that.
Will it damage his legacy?
Yeah, going to Saudi Arabia?
No, because like these other players that have gone to Middle East, like Xavi went to the Middle East, Iniesta went to the Middle East, and they're still like regarded as all-time greats. He's just had a shitty couple of years, but he's also like 38. So
yeah, what an old
body's gonna start wearing down on you eventually, no matter how hard you try to stop it.
As you get into your 30s, people start wanting you less and less.
It is true. It is true.
Oh, what? Coming from your lips.
What was that?
Come on, you guys.
Unprompted shot.
What was that?
Liam, Bagmilk has a question for you.
Yeah, Liam, do you have plans on Saturday? You want to come to the FIS Big Air World Cup?
England.
Tyler canceled
England.
On me.
I have a Christmas event. I have to go to Chestermere, Alberta. It's the only weekend the Oilers don't play.
Okay, but wait. What time do you have to do this? Because you know that there's a football game you need to be watching that morning.
Oh, I'll be grating cheese for the fondue as England beat up the French.
Good.
Again.
So, Tyler, what time should he be at the Christmas party?
There are three Lions.
Not even the French.
Yes, Liam, as he was leaving, said they don't fear the French.
I felt bad when he said Alberta after Chestermere. We know where that is.
We do.
We know where Chestermere is.
We know Chestermere.
Well, apparently El Nasser has other teams we play against. I didn't know any of the players that he mentioned, but Ronaldo's not the first to go that route.
Hmm.
We learned.
Do you know any of the players he mentioned?
Xavi, Iniesta.
Xavi, I do.
He Pele. For only Spain, from you guys got to go check out this Sid Sixero soundbite when he talks about Lionel Messi and that he's a fraud.
Oh, it's because he's Portuguese.
He says when he goes and plays with David Villa and Xavi and Iniesta, they win things. But the minute he's not with them, he doesn't win CONCACAF. He can't win a World Cup. He's a fraud. And you're like, whoa. He's like,
easy, Sid.
Sid's funny.
They ended up winning.
You don't like Sid?
No.
Why?
Is he like the Colin Cowherd of Canadian media?
He's the Ronaldo. He tries
real hard to be...
To say the shocking thing?
Yeah. And then he just decided he didn't want to talk about sports anymore. Weird.
What did he say about Connor?
And that's why it's just him and friends?
Yeah.
I don't know what
after we lost to Winnipeg, he sent the tweet that like, you got like, Connor McDavid can't take this anymore.
He's not going to put up with this anymore.
But the thing is,
got to get him out of there or something.
Then he'll be the guy who, when Rogers Place is rocking in round two of the playoffs, he'll put out a tweet being like, oh, Rogers Place is second to none for arenas in Canada. He just says whatever's popular at the time to like get a reaction. I think it's very cheap.
It works for guys like Clay Travis.
Depends how you define works.
What ultimately is your goal if you're doing that? It's going to be to have fame and money and followers.
It depends how you would rank credibility on there as well.
Well, I think that if you take that avenue, you probably are willing to give up some of that for some of what I said.
It's trade. Yeah. Not all.
When Liam was saying he was grating cheese with a fondue to beat France, I didn't have the heart to tell him that it's a Swiss dish.
Fondue. didn't get that.
He was just making fondue. It was great.
I just think he knows he has to make fondue for this party. He was just letting us know honestly his plans.
I feel like he thinks French fondue is a thing.
I'm not going to call him back in.
No.
We don't need to waste more of his time.
Did you think fondue is a French dish? But why are you grating fondue for... Okay, it wasn't because of the game.
Christmas fondue.
Oh, I understand.
So there's going to be a chocolate
one. Yeah, he thinks the fondue is French.
Oil.
Totally does.
Graham Jack, you probably have to fire him.
Well, he's on a rampage right now. Bag milk's in his sights.
Did you just mark that? No.
No, I just switched back.
Okay, screens. Good.
I see.
Don't worry about it.
So, Oilers coming up.
Beating the remains of the Washington Capitals.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday of this week.
I'm hammering them tonight.
They should win this game.
Then we've won 5 of 6, and yet this team has no momentum. Why? I can't think of a team that's won 4 or 5 that has less momentum amongst its fan base than these Oilers.
Yeah, because Mick Power Play can't do anything unless the other team's shorthanded. Am I right?
Yowza.
But literally.
Was that your top 10? Was that the top 10 players with 5-on-5 points this season? Did you see that list? Connor and Leon, nowhere to be found.
Pull up the top 100 points per 60 at 5-on-5. They're nowhere to be found. Which I'm saying this all tongue in cheek. I hate the narrative that like power play points don't count.
Oh, they do.
Oh, you score on the power play. Like the Oilers got 2 points for beating the Habs, even though they scored a lot on the power play.
Yep.
And also, if scoring on the power play was that easy, you know who would do it? Everyone.
He's not wrong.
So you can sit there and take your little cheap shots of like, no, Mick power playing.
Ain't nobody here looking for problems with wins, I don't think.
No.
That's the thing, we need to be banking these wins, but we also need to be addressing our concerns. Our issue is that McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, basically, this is not exactly accurate, but it's not far off, account for half of our goals.
It's like 56%.
No, it's more than that.
No,
oh shit.
I think they've been on 50-some percent.
Oh yeah, but I think it's like 48% or something. That's an issue.
Sure.
That is an issue.
We scratch our heads about our D, and yet not a single person I've seen brought up the fact that Chris Russell was an important part of this team.
And Duncan Keith.
And Clef.
Well, Duncan Keith, I've seen people say.
And Mike Smith.
Yeah.
Huh? Like our goaltending, like Skinner has been great, but he's like his save percentage has been slowly declining. Jack Campbell can't figure it out, but also we are not like the defense playing in front of him are just giving up crazy chances night in, night out in bunches. We need to solve that.
Yeah.
Joel Edmondson, 4 first-round picks, Borgo.
How about that rumor? Holy
four guacamole. first round picks.
No, it was Joel Edmondson, and a reporter in Montreal said the ask from the Habs would be a second or third rounder, Puljujarvi and Borgo for Joel Edmondson.
I would do a second and Puljujarvi.
I would do a third and Puljujarvi.
I think the second because it gets rid of Puljujarvi's contract.
I would do the second if they retain a little
room
bit of money.
For
I don't retain
$500,000.
Yeah, retain $500,000. I don't think Edmondson's the perfect fit. I think you got to go get a type
stylistically.
Yeah, he's the guy, but you get someone who's pending UFA. That's the play. Don't get someone with term. No one.
But then,
forward pure rental on the D-man and just go get more pieces. Quantity over quality.
Who goes away if he was to? Let's just say he comes in right tomorrow.
Who?
Broberg. Bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, he's sitting on Broberg.
Down to Baco.
Would you do Broberg straight up for Edmondson? I don't think I would.
No.
No, yeah, you can't.
No, you need more. You would need more term. Like, that's where, like, Broberg would be part of a chicken deal. Or chicken-esque deal.
Yep.
You know, want someone longer term. Jay, you got to let go of chicken. But I'm sorry, he's available. So I'm not going to stop talking about him.
You know what makes me sad is when people online start looking up like trade requests, they just get more and more and more sad. Right. And it's like, nobody's doing these trades, man.
Yeah.
People you're looking to move, the word is out, they suck.
For all the reasons you as an Oilers fan are like, I think they should trade Puljujärvi. Those are the same reasons another GM is sitting there going,
I don't want Puljujärvi.
Well, the worst thing the Oilers did
was trade Puljujärvi.
Well, it was the sign with $3 million. Like
that. But you had no choice.
I know. Well, or you just moved on completely from the player and had $3 million to spend.
But this is during his holdout, right? This is like when he wasn't here, right?
No. This is a new deal.
Summer.
The other thing that's sad, other than preposterous trade proposals, when they start, people start hoping for Klefbom to come back. That always makes me really sad on Twitter.
People,
like, you got to hear the news on this. He had his nose fixed. He's not going back on the ice.
No.
He's got that post retirement nose.
He's got a nose job?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you see the photo of him in the hot tub?
No.
He's just sitting there cooling with his abs, but he had the nose.
He can get his shoulders up to do that?
Wow, they're pretty
support.
Seems like he can help the penalty kill.
You can't sleep through the night or lean on either side? Get back over here. Here's $200 million for half a season.
We do miss him.
We do.
That's one of the bigger reasons that the Oilers D, I think, is screwed.
Oh, yeah.
It's horrible when your number two guy dips because of a chronic injury. Yep.
Can you imagine if instead of having Tyson Barrie this whole time, they had Oscar Klefbom for cheaper? Damn.
But when Twitter gets it in its head that maybe he'll come back, I'm like,
No. Like, there's been no nuggets of information to suggest.
No, it's like he's gone. Honestly,
he has retired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he formally retired?
No, because he's not going to give up his money.
Yeah.
He's going to get his bag. He's got one more. He's got the rest of this year at $4.1 million.
He's getting $4.1 million to sit in that hot tub?
Yeah.
That's good work if you can get it.
Uh-huh.
Imagine kids start going around being like, my goal in life is to be a professional athlete who's then injured with a long-term deal signed in my back pocket.
How is a billionaire not looked into ways to like get rid of that?
It's insured.
Well, it's insured.
Insured.
No.
It's like the Jays, right? Hyunjin Ryu's going to be out for the whole year. They have the bulk, like I think over 90% of his contract's insured. So they're getting that money back. When you sign a player who's injury prone, you insure the deal.
Good to know.
Yeah.
How much do you think the insurance costs?
Lots.
Percentage
of salary.
It's like anything. Like how much? You could probably get different coverage for different things, right?
Like Keith Richard insured one of his fingers for $1.5 million. I heard that sitting on hold on ATB the other day.
Hmm. Lloyd's of London will insure anything.
J-Lo's butt is insured for real.
Mm-hmm.
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 For real.
I knew that.
For real.
Imagine that, eh? Like she sits down on something and it blows off an ass cheek, and then Lloyd's of London has to write her a check for €7 million. We shouldn't have insured it.
If you want to talk about things kids should be striving to be, Major League Baseball pitchers. Oof. Did you see how much Justin Verlander got?
No.
40 years old.
Yep.
He Kate got Upton's a, wife.
Kate Upton's
Let me guess.
He got a 2-year deal,
okay,
worth just north of $40 million a season.
Per season. Whew.
And there's a vesting option million. For a third year.
Jesus.
Over but 40 he is, mil.
Like,
won the Cy Young last year. Makes sense.
Yeah, and after some down years.
He had Tommy John. They were kind of like, career's over. Kind of
started looking into his, maybe he's liver kinging it up. Do you guys hear about liver king?
Oh, did I?
Oh, the truth.
You mean he's not natty?
That's not natural.
The biggest, least shocking thing in the
year. What is sad about that entire situation is him emailing that guy saying, I don't like how my body looks. My back fat is killing me. Bitch, you got a 90 pack. What are you complaining about? No matter what he's doing.
Spending 10 G's on whatever it was.
Yeah, it's just like how fraud are you running around telling everybody?
I am shocked somebody on Instagram that looks like that is espousing eating only raw liver is a lie.
How do you fall asleep at night? It's not.
Muscularly.
Hey, what did we talk about?
Jacked.
Money and fame.
Well, that's it. So here, his credibility.
Your credibility, gone. Right?
But do you see his.
Oh, go to wrestling or something.
His apology video was fucking great.
I didn't even watch it.
It's so funny.
I was rich. But anonymous before this whole Liver King thing. I'm still rich, but now I'm famous. Okay. And like, I didn't understand what was going to come with that. And yes, I'm on steroids. He's like, what? Wait, what was the first part about again? Like, what are we doing? That was your apology?
Yes.
I'm on steroids. Admitted to it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. He's gotten a whole apology video. It's, I actually watched the Joe, I watched a clip of Joe Rogan, his reaction
laughing about it.
Cause
this is the best PR though. If you believe in conspiracies as I often do, he knows by saying he's on steroids. No, I'm not on steroids. 10,000 times the people will look into him.
Right. But he also is going to take the stance of, well, was it worth it? Did you see how many people I was helping get out of like being obese, learning how to just live a better, more healthy way? Because they followed me and did it matter how I did it?
$15,000 a month in roids.
There's people that are taking up for him, man, and that are like, I changed my life because of his seven fucking whatever they are.
Probably. It's like OnlyFans saying they're not going to do nudity 2 months into the pandemic. Oh, yes, you are. This is a contrived situation for press.
It's just funny how they'll talk themselves into that. Like,
yeah.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm a total fraud. The only
way they can, like you said, that's the only way they can sleep at night.
Yeah.
Right? Like me saying, but like, that
who gives a fuck if the Liver King's on steroids? What is he like going that's against right. the rules of Liver Kings? Like,
yes.
What does he even do? And who gives a shit?
Being primal. It's all about like going back to like the 1700s and living off of just meat, like not showering.
Yeah.
Just like primal. Are you looking?
Pubic hair maintenance not necessary in his world? Because that shit should not be negotiable. Beard.
Well,
go on steroids, your M-check, and eat nothing but liver, but keep her trimmed down. So
he asked hundreds of times if he does steroids, so, and he says no.
But when you see somebody that,
I know, like, but like
Jesus that Christ, doesn't,
like if you're looking up to someone,
yeah,
you know, like you're gonna believe what they say.
Well,
it's just dumb.
My first foray into entrepreneurship was the Don LaPree money-making system, which was on in the middle of the night in junior high, and I had to give my parents money so I could order it. Don LaPree went to jail. But he also had this little pamphlet that had a computer on the front of it. I'll never forget. And there was money coming out the disk drive. I was like, you can make money off computers. So if you're watching the Liver King and he's on roids, like Don LaPree being in jail, but you took something good out of it, him being on roids shouldn't affect you.
That's fair.
That's
if the advice that he's given.
Well, he's got seven things. The first thing is take $15,000 a month in steroids. After that, I assume they get a little bit more.
Skip step one. It's all good.
No, just, I'm not doing that.
It doesn't.
What are you playing? You're playing a game.
No, this is his seventh ancestral tenets. Sleep, eat, move.
He invented all of these. No wonder he's rich.
No wonder. Shield, connect, cold, sun, fight, and bond. So he says it's so ridiculous. By living ancestral, we overcome obstacles.
Yeah.
So the first thing is prioritize 10,000 steps. Great. Move. Take a cold shower. Walk barefoot and connect to the earth.
Fuck yeah.
Let's see what fight
I
is.
I do believe in.
Grow a big long beard and beat up a bear.
$10,000 worth of steroids.
The eighth ancestral tenet is fight. Our ancestors fought, hunted, protected, struggled, preserved.
That photo I saw of him, which looks like he has a bear or a boa constrictor for a vein running down his bicep. You don't get that not on steroids.
Cavemen didn't look like that.
No. Maybe they did.
But he would always do videos of him like just lifting rocks and stuff.
Really?
And then all of a sudden like a leaked photo came out where he was like traveling with like a $10,000 gym set like that you would have to like set up everywhere. Does? Like the Rock. So he could get his workouts in.
Everywhere the Rock goes, he brings that gym. Hey, and set it up for him. That's fucking great.
Oh, yeah.
It's because he's too famous to go anywhere.
Mm. That must cost. That's like a $5 million a year gym.
It's like U2 having those sets that were brought around for their tours everywhere. That's the Rock with his gym.
The Rock's kind of jumped the shark for me. He can go away a bit.
I bet you he's on steroids.
I was watching a wrestling thing from like the 90s. How is he three times the size he was as a pro wrestler?
Steroids. Liver, ancestral tenants.
What do you think The Rock is on? Do you think he has like a special guy who's like, you've got special rock juice?
I mean, to tell you what I think he is on would mean that I would know what steroids were called.
Is there special?
So HGH is like what baseball players would take? And it's like
good old Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Allegedly, in our opinion.
The Rock's head looks like it's just...
Who was the pitcher? Andy Pettit, who said he took him just to get back?
Or was it Mike Mussina? Yeah,
no, right. It was Andy Pettit.
Yeah,
and and because he was such a likable guy, he took him for like a year, and he's like, he said, I just came back because I wanted to be with my team. I wanted to like just help, and they helped me get better. And people were like, oh, Andy Pettit, that's so bad. And then people were like, and Roger Clemens was like, yeah, same thing. They're like, fuck you, Roger. Eat shit.
All right.
We're going to wrap this bad boy up.
Shout out to, we're just getting around to Roger Clemens gossip.
Shout out to DoorDash, where you can use promo code GAMEDAY25. Get yourself 25% off and no delivery fees on your first order of $15 more when you download the DoorDash app. Ding dong. Also, Oodle Noodle Tourism Jasper, AMA Travel, head to nationgear.ca now. Also, Alfa Romeo of Edmonton. Enjoy your week, and we'll talk on Thursday, everybody.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey hockey heads, get ready for the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Each game day, answer four questions. Pick the winning team, guess if points will be over or under, predict the first goal, and choose the highest scoring period. Daily winners snag gift cards while each round's champs pocket cold, hard cash. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess. It's fast, it's fun, and it's all about hockey. Let's go!